Work completed last week on an expanded Panama Canal, allowing larger cargo freighters to slip through the Central American Isthmus. The first time the Panama Canal was excavated, a century ago, the process was documented in paint. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports that those paintings are on display at the Michener Museum in Doylestown.
When the French first attempted to carve a 50-mile slice through Panama, it was a battle between man and nature, and man lost. After 20,000 workers died, mostly from malaria, they abandoned the project. And then shortly thereafter, the U.S. took up the same challenge. In 1913, artist Jonas Lee saw an early color film, a documentary about the American effort to create a Panama Canal, and he thought, this is it.
He's interested in the poeticism and the romance, the drama of the construction and sort of this incredible struggle of man against nature.
That is Kirsten Jensen. She's a curator at the Michener Museum in Doylestown. She pulled together 19 paintings by Lee, including images of huge water gates painted bright red and draped in scaffolding, and baskets of concrete delicately lowered on wires down to workers at the bottom of a man-made canyon. Lee came back to New York and exhibited 28 expressive canvases of canal construction. Jensen says the images are less about how the canal was built and more about what it felt like to build it.
I mean, people love this show. When it was first opened, the opening day at Knoedler Gallery in New York, more than 1,000 people saw it, which is a phenomenal number for an opening day for a gallery exhibition.
Unfortunately, nobody wanted to buy them. Lee held on to the paintings for 15 years when they were ultimately bought and donated to West Point. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.